Hello.
Yes, sir.
What's up, guys? I mean, what's up?
All right. So,
guys, we are back. We're back with a podcast. It's playoff time. In this podcast, we're going to say what our playoff predictions were. We probably should have done this before the playoffs started, but you know what? Better late than never. You ready to get started, AG?
Yep. All
right. You want to go first or should I? How do you want to do this?
Yeah, I'll go first. So in the AFC and the wild card, I did have the Ravens. I won't go into depth about any of these just because that's really not important anymore, but I did have the Ravens. I did have the Steelers winning. That obviously did not happen with, they started off slow and then the Browns just took off the rest of the way. I had the Bills. I had Tampa Bay, I had New Orleans, and then I picked the Seattle Seahawks, and they lost Saturday. So
I picked for the AFC, I picked the Steelers winning only because Browns didn't have a coach. They didn't have their head coach, Stefanski, but I guess that really didn't matter. I had the Colts also winning, which they almost pulled out with the win. Maybe if Rodrigo Blankenship hit a field goal and they didn't go for it on fourth in the red zone, small things. And then I also had the Seahawks winning, but they lost. I had the Redskins losing to the Bucks, which they did. I also had the Bills. I did. No, I already said that. That's my bad. Sorry. Shoot, what was that last game in the AFC?
Ravens Titans.
I did have the Ravens winning. I have them going to the AFC Championship, it's going to be debatable this week.
You would have had them playing the Browns.
Yeah, which I think they beat and they can beat, but I don't know about the Chiefs.
They don't play the Chiefs this week.
No, they play the Bills. Damn it.
And then divisional of our in my thing, it was Steelers, Bills. I had the Bills, Ravens, Chiefs. I had the Chiefs, Seahawks, Saints. I had the Seahawks, Tampa Bay versus Green Bay. I had Green Bay. In the conference championship, I had Buffalo going to KC. I did have KC winning that game, and I'm glad that happened because Buffalo didn't look good for a majority of that. First half against the Colts. And then I had Seattle and Green Bay, and I did have both one seeds going to the Super Bowl, which is kind of generic. But I just don't see, people knocking these teams off. And then I had KC winning the Super Bowl. That was my preseason prediction, and I'm sticking with that now.
Okay, this is my rest of it. I have the Chiefs beat. I had the Chiefs playing the Colts, beating the Colts, Ravens playing the Steelers, Ravens win. And then in the other divisional round in the NFC, I have the Bucs playing Green Bay winning, Seattle playing the Saints, and I have Saints winning. Then I have Green Bay and Chiefs making it to the Super Bowl, but I have Green Bay winning the Super Bowl. I do. My boy A-Rod,
no.
Great season. I am scared, though. I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I think the Rams have a chance of beating Green Bay.
Yeah, well, with that said, let's get right into the divisional round where the first game, Saturday, 4 o'clock, Rams go to Lambeau. Do you want to go first? Or do you want me to go?
I got it.
All right.
So, mistake me if I'm wrong, but the Rams. Sorry about that. I was getting a call. But Green Bay's run defense is not that good. I'm correct on that, right?
Yeah, they've been gassed by the run, but week 16 against Tennessee. They held their not really held. He still had 90 yards, but they contained him.
I still feel that the Rams' run defense is very explosive. Cam Akers has been playing out of his mind, and that there is a chance that run defense really hurts Green Bay's defense, and they could get the win out here. And
The run
also,
defense hurts Green Bay's defense.
okay, the Rams' run offense will destroy the Packers' run defense. God, but the other thing is, Rams have had a pretty good pass rush with Aaron Donald, Brockers, Leonard Floyd, and the thing is, the best tackle in the league is out for the season. They have Jared Velidir starting, I'm pretty sure, who literally just played for the Colts, which is pretty funny. I don't know if they'll get A-Rod enough time in the pocket, though. I still think he will have a great game because A-Rod is having one of the best seasons in his career. You want to talk now?
Yeah,
All you?
I. This is tough because, week, what was it, five when Green Bay played the Bucks. The Bucks had got pressure on Aaron Rodgers, and they didn't let Aaron Jones run the ball, so that automatically made Green Bay one dimensional. I look up the player matchup of the week. You look at it and it's Jalen Ramsey and Davante Adams, and I'm taking Davante Adams. I think he'll have at least 90 yards and a score. They move him around the offense so much. They give it to him on jet sweeps. They put him in slot. They motion him around. And that'll kind of isolate him away from Jalen Ramsey. And even if he's on Jalen Ramsey, when you look at Jalen Ramsey, he played well against DeAndre Hopkins and DK Metcalf this year. But those are physical guys. They're not profound route runners. And you look at Jalen Ramsey, who played Stephon Diggs in week four, the second best route runner in the league behind Davante Adams. And Diggs went off. So I think Davante Adams will dominate this matchup. And I think the Packers will dominate this game and get a solid 12-point win.
All right. Let's go to the next NFC game.
Well,
We
the next
got.
game is Saturday night game, Baltimore Buffalo.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm just.
Okay. We got Baltimore and we got the Bills. I think that Buffalo's offense has looked really good recently. That Cole Beasley's been playing great this season. 1,000-yard receiver. Stephon Diggs has been playing really well. The run game is a little shaky. Zach Moss has been playing all right. If the Bills can get the pass game going on the Ravens, they'll be good. The Ravens have two corners who are pretty good. They have Peters and Humphrey. But if they can get the Ravens through the middle in their linebacking core, which isn't that solid. They have Patrick Queen, but that's about it in coverage backers. They're gonna do some stuff and they're gonna destroy the Ravens. The Ravens' key to this game is putting pressure on Josh Allen. They've been great at blitzing all season. If they can get more pressure on him, make him make some bad reads, Ravens offense will get if they can the Ravens offense can score at least 20 points, I feel they can come out winning this game.
I kind of view it as a different. I think it'll be an offensive shootout. I mean, it depends on the weather. If it's snowing, then I think that puts the advantage in Baltimore's favor, even though like none of the Ravens have played in the snow before. But number one rushing attack in the league. This is the reason why I'm going to go the Ravens. Not only because they're my favorite team, but I'm trying to keep my bias out of this. But Josh Allen has had an amazing season. Stephon Diggs leads the league in receptions, yards. He's killing it. One matchup that I want to look at is, Cole Beasley against Jimmy Smith, because Cole Beasley is a great route runner, but he is injured. He's been battling that knee injury, fought through it last week, but didn't look 100%, was limping around. If they're able to get him the ball and he's actually like 95, 100%, if he can make some yak yardage, I think that favors Buffalo. I don't know how, what the deal with him is. I know he's limited in practice, but I'm just going to bring up some numbers real quick. The Ravens, when it comes to pass defense, they're seventh in rating allowed, so that's the least amount. They give up the sixth lowest yards per game through the air and second lowest yards per attempt. So it'll be really interesting. One matchup, another matchup is who's going to guard Stephon Diggs. Marlon Humphrey is the second most targeted corner in the entire league. But I think if I'm the Ravens, I'm putting Marcus Peters on Stephon Diggs because he's not that much of a physical guy as AJ Brown was. So you can't put Marcus Peters on AJ Brown last week. But I'm going with the Ravens. I think and the Bills defense is 17th when it comes to run. So I'm going with the Ravens in this game. I think it'll be a close but shootout kind of game. I'm going 31-28 Ravens.
All right. Next game up, we got the Chiefs and we got the Browns. It's
I'm
Stefanski's
excited.
back, right?
Yeah, I'm excited for this one. I don't know why. I don't
I,
and
this is going to be
I'm
a fun
strong
game.
I have a strong feeling that the Browns are going to win this, but I can't. I don't know.
Okay, so the Browns, they can do some stuff because their run game has been pretty well. Kareem Hunt. They have also Nick Chubb. Their tight ends have been playing well. The receivers have been playing well. They just have a really powerful offense. Baker's been playing well. It's just that their offense is looking really good. They have a pretty
Yeah.
good O-line. Wyatt Teller has had a breakout season this year. Chiefs defense, I feel this game I feel will also be a shootout. Because let's be honest, the Browns defense pretty good, but I don't can't really say this. Well, the Chiefs are in one seed. It has to be all right, but it's nothing like to write home about. I feel like this will also be an offensive game, just because of the fact is Patrick Mahomes before versus an explosive run offense with a pretty good pass. And I'm gonna have the Chiefs. Like you can't say they're
Yeah.
not going to.
Okay. So, here's how I look at this game. Chiefs, week 16, they barely beat a 4-win Falcons team. Week 17, they rested all their starters. Week 18, wild card weekend, they didn't play. Here we are in the divisional round. They might come out a little slow, like they have in the past. In the playoff run last year, getting down in every game by at least 10 points. But the biggest thing for me is the Browns today activated Denzel Ward and Kevin Johnson, their two top corners. And the Browns are gonna have to play a pretty perfect game if they're gonna win this. Baker's gonna have to make some key third down throws. I'm gonna say that Chubb has to have at least 100 yards and Kareem Hunt has to have at least 100 total yards receiving and rushing. And Myles Garrett is gonna have to get after the quarterback. If the Browns pass rush can punish Mahomes early, like we saw teams like the Dolphins and Chargers do this year, I think they got a real shot. But when it comes down to it, in a shootout, in really any game, whether it's a game-winning drive or something, it comes back to the quarterbacks and it's Mahomes versus Baker. And I can't trust Baker. He's too inconsistent. He's been doing well these past couple weeks, but Baker is what Baker is, And
This a biased Baker hate because you just don't like him?
no, I but any if you ask anybody, they're gonna say Mahomes is better than Baker, and that's what it comes down to. I don't know. I really if the fans can come up with some really good play calls and just dime the Chiefs defense all over the place, But this is the game that I'm kind of like, watch for an upset here because this is, I feel like a lot of people are going to write off the Browns this week, but I don't know. I just have a weird feeling that they're going to win. But I'm still going with the Chiefs. I you can't go against Super Bowl winners.
All right. Last but certainly not least, we got old QB number one versus old QB number two. Saints versus Bucks. Now this is going to be a fun game to watch. We got two Hall of Famers going at it against each other. Hopefully they're gonna make one their last runs. This is gonna be Drew Brees' last run at
Yeah.
Super Bowl. Now, the way I see it, Saints have a pretty good defense. Bucks have a pretty good defense. Saints offense is pretty explosive. But I feel we haven't seen that much out of Tom Brady's offense, even though they have all these big names and it looks really well. I think this week they're going to make a big statement showing playoffs are different. This is our offense. And they're going to really show out. They had an off game against the Redskins, almost lost to a practice squad player who played really well. But this is the week that their offense goes off. Marshawn Lattimore can't guard all of them. There's going to be open receivers, and Brady's going to have to hit them. If Brady can get over, if he can get over 350 passing yards, I have them winning. That's a weird stat to go off
Three
if they're winning or
fifty.
not.
Wow, that's a lot. Oh yeah, I just want to make sure you picked the Bills, right? You
What?
picked the Bills earlier.
Oh.
Okay,
Yes.
so at least we have one different pick. I'm going with the Bucks.
Oh my God.
I just it's hard to beat a team three times.
Third time's the charm.
The
But this
Saints.
is Breeze's
The
last
Saints
game, though,
did not
with.
look good against the Bears last week. They went into halftime 7-3, and it should have been at least 7-10.
Who dropped the
That
touchdown in
was
the end
Javon
zone?
Wims.
Oh
The
my
same dude
God.
who punched Chauncey Gardner. What's his name? Chauncey Gardner Johnson.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got the Bucks. And I look at. What's different from this game and the previous two meetings, and I look at the emergence of Antonio Brown. I think he poses a lot of problems for this Saints defense. Obviously they have a pretty strong secondary. But the last couple meetings, Marshawn Lattimore has completely taken Mike Evans out. Now you got Chris Godwin, and Antonio Brown to worry about. I think that get dangerous, and if Rojo comes back this week, I don't know what the status on him is, but it'll be a good game. I just when it comes down to it, last week we saw the Bucks go up against the Washington defense, and every drive they needed to score, they scored. And I don't think the Saints have that same firepower on offense.
I feel like people are forgetting one thing, that this is Tom Brady and it's the playoffs, and he wants to make a statement here, winning this game, saying, I don't need Bill Belichick win a Super Bowl, I don't need this. And I feel he's
I
gonna play
mean,
out of his
hey,
mind.
Tampa Bay wins this game, and how we projected, they go to Lambeau. They already beat Aaron Rodgers. They go to the Super Bowl, play the Chiefs. That was my preseason prediction: Chiefs Bucks. But
I still want Rodgers to win. I wish Bakhtiari was still in this. That would have made it a whole different game.
yeah.
Because Bakhtiari is a big staple in that Green Bay offense. Even though he's a lineman, he has Rodgers' backside all the time. He has it on lock. Rodgers knows he doesn't have to worry about it. He has Bakhtiari back there. He can sling it to Devontae Adams. Aaron Jones has also been playing really good.
I don't know. It'll be interesting
All
to
right.
see.
Anything else you want to get? Oh, shoot. Sorry.
No, I mean,
Sorry.
most excited for the weekend. Yeah,
Yeah, football this weekend. And guys, well, we said this at least five times, but we are back. We have a schedule now. Right, yep. We're going to post every Wednesday, guys. It's going to be good. We have nothing to do on Wednesdays. We have school off. So we'll just be chilling, making that football content for you guys to enjoy. You guys want a certain topic or us to talk about? Mock drafts have looked really good. We'll start making those again. Those are going to be
Yeah, and
fun.
one thing I kind of am interested
Next.
in, I kind of want to explore a little bit, I heard they're difficult, but I want to look at like off-season plans for teams. You know, we might start getting into
Okay.
that, you know, for the teams that aren't doing as well, like Patriots.
Oh, name dropping. Name
Teams
dropping,
that
but
aren't
you
in the
know.
playoffs, you know what I'm saying?
But see, we have two first team all pros and you only have the long snapper. It's all
Hey. We're
right.
playing in the divisional round, you
I'm
know,
kidding.
so.
We need a quarterback. It's all in the plan. All in the
All right.
plan. Oh, have a good
Yeah,
one, guys.
peace.
Peace.